The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs craft being cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on. Rodgers in the shotgun. He takes on first and goal. Throws the middle. Touchdown! Devontae Adams in the seam from Aaron Rodgers. 6 yard. Touchdown laser.
Packers radio right there. So a cryptic Instagram post by both Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams showing Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and The Last Dance. So it leads to, I guess, three different possibilities. One, this upcoming season will be their last together. Two, last season was their last together. Or three, it was just a jab at Packers management. Jerry Krause, Brian right. Gutekunst, Mark Murphy type stuff.
Yes.
Something like that, I think, goes a little bit deeper, a lot deeper than just simply a jab at the Packers management. To me, it's either they're going to play one more season together or this was their last season together.
Well,
what's your read on
it? My read is it's their last season together, and there's the part
they,
of that.
They already
is,
played it.
Yeah, they already played it. And part of it is also, I didn't even think about the Gutekunst thing, but it's comparing Gutekunst to Krause
right.
and the way Krause was just made. And, you know, ultimately, Krause probably did a pretty good job putting all the things together that he put together, but Michael Jordan couldn't stand him.
But my understanding of this is that Rodgers, maybe he's got some beef with Gutekunst, but it really is Mark Murphy that he's got the biggest beef with. The Packers CEO.
Yeah, well, that certainly could be the situation as well. So, I mean, I just think from a management standpoint, Aaron Rodgers is like he is sick and tired of the little things and being lied to by management, and therefore he's just like done. I'm done playing this game with you guys. So, I think it's more, hey, we played our last game together, and we went out as NFC runners-up.
MVP season, huge receiving right. season for Adams. It was awesome, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I'm with you. I just have a hard time believing we're going to see Aaron Rodgers in a Packers uniform.
Did after that last championship, did Michael Jordan retire?
No. Play for the Washington Wizards.
No, I know, but didn't he retire and then come back and play for the Washington Wizards?
Did he retire a second time? Yeah, he did retire twice.
So is this another way Rodgers is basically foreshadowing, I'm going to retire because you guys are morons?
Okay. We watch and wait.
Yeah.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Deshaun takes the snap. Stepping right. Pumping. Stepping left. Watson floats one to the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown, Kiki QT!
Texans radio. So Deshaun Watson reported to Texans training camp. Now, before you say, wait a minute, I thought he wanted to be traded. He still wants to be traded. He only did this so he won't get fined $50,000 a day. And now it kind of shifts the onus to the Texans and the NFL to decide what to do with Watson, who still faces 22 civil cases involving sexual assault. So this what will likely happen is the NFL will just decide, look, we don't want a circus. We don't want a sideshow. Until this thing gets resolved, he's going to be placed on paid administrative leave.
Yeah,
he'll be basically just paid to stay away.
Right. What is that? The commissioner's exempt list.
Right.
Where you still get paid, but go home.
Go home. Right. Go home. Stay out of the way.
Right.
Don't be a distraction.
So yeah, that's I'm 100% with you that's exactly what's going to go on is. He's basically forcing the commissioner's hand. And people speculated, well, now is he tradable? He's not tradable. I mean, he is not. This guy is toxic right now. He is not tradable until his legal situation is figured out. And then on top of that, what will his suspension be? I don't know, but he's going to get suspended. So you're talking about not only does I don't even think they go to court until next
February.
Spring, February, right. So they don't even have, he didn't even have his day in court until next February. So he's not playing this year. And the odds are he's going to, if he clears it up, he's going to be suspended for a portion of next year. So he's not tradable right now.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Now Jost back out for a drive. Score!
NBC TV right there. The Avalanche, a no-brainer. This was the easiest thing to forecast. Cale Makar has re-signed with the Avalanche, a six-year, $54 million contract. Now, the news there is it is being widely regarded as a team-friendly deal that Makar, you know, certainly worked with the Avs in a way to keep his average per year salary a little bit lower than it certainly could have been, and with the idea that, hey, maybe I could have gotten a little bit more, but this will allow you to try to go out and sign other people. Our own Adrian Dater, our Avalanche insider, tweeting out last night, early this morning, that what he's hearing is not great news, not a lot of positive momentum on a deal getting done for Gabe Landeskog before free agency starts. Landeskog, Grubauer, Brandon Saad are the three big signees out there.
All right, but they got Makar, who many think is the best young defenseman in hockey, right? So
look, Makar should be winning multiple Norris trophies as best defenseman over the next decade. Multiple.
Yeah, well, there you have it. I mean, youth, a guy that has proven it. Do you feel like that's it for the captain? Like he's gone?
Well, again, I'm going by what AD was talking about, and on Friday he was feeling pretty optimistic. Over the weekend that turned, he acknowledged that he's not feeling as optimistic.
Right.
So the idea being that Joe Sakic kind of has a number drawn in the sand and says, look, take it or leave it type thing. There's not going to be a whole lot of negotiation. So we shall see. Next on the Morning Brew.
Final 7 seconds here. Lillard puts it up. Holiday. No, and that will do it. Bucks has beaten the United States in the first game in Pool A. Final score 83-76.
All right, so Chris Marlowe, by the way, on the call there for NBC. As
yes.
Team USA is quickly becoming a very unlikable team right now. As this collection of all-stars, this latest dream team, suffered another embarrassing loss in the Olympics, this time to France. And as Evan Fournier, the former Nugget, said, individually, they're better than us. But as a team, we were better.
What I always tell you about speed and athleticism and all that stuff that's easy to see for the fan base doesn't make you a great team. Just doesn't make you a great team. So you gotta be willing to sacrifice for one another. You gotta be willing to play for one another. You gotta be willing to do those things. I think that's, you know, the collection, you know, I mean, there are times when the collection of talent is so overwhelming. But you still have to be, you know, you still have to be a team. And let's face it, basketball is so much more global than it was back when, you know, Michael Jordan and those guys were just,
They've caught up.
Crushing everybody. Yeah, they from a talent standpoint and just a skill standpoint, they've caught up.
Well, yeah, France is a team. They've been together. They've been training. They've been practicing. Mm-hmm. You got a USA
eating
team
baguettes
that literally
together.
What?
Probably baguettes? Eating baguettes together.
That's right. But you got you
team
got
a, that eats baguettes together stays together, Mike.
Wins together. And you got a USA team that literally just added on the fly.
Wee-wee!
Chris Middleton and Devin Booker and Drew Holiday, who just less than a week ago were going against each other in the NBA Finals. Right. Now, here you go. Jump into this team. Be teammates and all that.
Didn't they get JaVale McGee, too?
They had JaVale McGee.
What was he doing?
Yeah.
He just...
Probably doing as much as he did in contributing to the Nuggets this year.
Oh, I got something funny. So Friday night, I get into, I know, this is quick. Friday night, I get into Florida, and the Olympics, you know, there's the Olympic whatever's on, you know.
The opening ceremonies.
The opening ceremonies from Japan. And Drew, my four-year-old granddaughter, so we went to Disney World, and we went to Japan at Epcot.
Okay.
And she got a stuffed animal called it's a Charizard. It's like a dragon, Charizard dragon. Yeah, it's Pokemon. And she says, she goes, Popo, I've been there. Togio, Japan. I went to Togio. She goes, I've been there, Popo. I got my Charizard in Togio. The real Togio. She goes, the real Togio, Japan. I was in Japan. I was like,
Popo, Shisho.
I didn't correct her either because I think that's cute.
That's cute.
Yes.
Plus, she calls you Popo.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Coming up, James Merrillat. What is grinding his gears? We'll find out next.